Taney County BOE 2022 is back in session. We have a quorum. We're still waiting on Mr. Baker, but he can come in at a later time. Folks, I want to find out who's here in person right now. Let's just start in the front row, sir.
I'm John Day with Day & Smith Investments.
And do you know what BOE number you've got?
I believe it is
number 18.
18.
Okay, is that the only one you got? Is that the only one you got?
Yeah.
Okay. And who else do we have?
I'm Lonnie Smith. I'm with him and Day & Smith Investments.
And how many do you have on here today?
Just this one.
Just this one?
He's with me.
Okay, with you guys. Okay.
She's with them.
Everybody's with me here.
Everybody?
Well, this Melissa, she's with Midwest End, 730.
Is that one of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Morreale is with Niasse Hotels and Niasse Family Investments. And the other one I have is the Corolla one. And it's basically vacant land.
Okay. So we've only got a couple.
His name is at the very end of them. Paulson's name is at the end, the ones he's
got. Gotcha. Let's go ahead and do the Day while he's here.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, we'll call BOE 2022-18 Day & Smith Investments, LLC. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. You're good.
Wesley, can you bring a map up of that one?
2022-18, second page, at the bottom. Is this just strictly valuation, or are we also talking about classification?
Valuation.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the property?
Well, we're the current owners of the property. This property actually has sold three times this year. Each time it's sold, it's been for $1 million. And it sold, went to auction at first. I don't know if you all heard this, the shopping center. It went to auction through 10X. Sold for $1 million, I think $1,020,000. The buyer actually found problems with it and backed out.
Are we talking Glenn's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of the purchase. I actually had an investor, my grandfather, Randall, which you know. He went in and he bought it, and then he wasn't very proud of his investment, so me and Lonnie took it over from him for $1 million, is what we get for the property. Obviously, know how familiar you guys are with this shopping center, but it's very old. We've had to do a lot of work to it. It's not in very good shape whatsoever. We actually sold off the church 316, which is that section there. We sold it off, which was by far the best part of the entire complex. And they had invested over $200,000 already on that church, just getting it up and, you know, usable. So we're just feeling like what is left, we're valued at $500,000.
Do you have any kind of appraisal or anything like that, guys?
We do not, no.
So you you bought the whole property.
We bought the entire, yeah.
You sold off the other part, Church 316,
yeah,
which was the better part. You
over
left half.
Of, yeah, over half of it, yeah. Of the actual square footage of the buildings.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, they were. The taxes in 2015 to 20 were $1,072,000, then in 21 it raised to 1.7. Well, when we purchased it, he was going off the old tax figure, and we got told a few things that weren't exactly correct. We didn't know they'd raised it up to 1.7 at the time we bought it. Supposedly he got a notice that it was late, and he couldn't come into the board to try to do anything about it.
But was this last year?
This, the first of this year, yeah. February this year.
Okay.
Like I said, on appraisal value, I don't know, 10X, which is a national auction thing, it did sell for $1,020,000, and that guy backed out, at which point they said Rand Langenthorne bought it for $1 million from the previous owner, and he wasn't too thrilled about his purchase. We talked him into kind of, and so he ended up selling it off to us, and then we since have sold the park to the church, which was the more valuable piece. The reason why we knew that it was worth that was the $1 million was the church had just put close to $200,000 into their portion of the building. They were afraid, obviously, if somebody else bought it, they might be kicked out and lose the money they'd put into it, because they had no agreement with the previous owner. Any money they put into it was no benefit to them whatsoever. So they bought it, and now, obviously, we're dealing with a lot of repairs that 20-some years of disrepair and not taken care of. I don't know if anybody's been up there, but we have done some improvements to it. We're in the process of painting now. We got a roof that's completely hanging off of one of them from Sunday night.
Yeah.
How we got a storm in Forsyth is bad enough to blow a roof off, but it did. And they're supposed to be there today to fix it, but the portion we have left is in need of repair. We'll get there.
So there was a jump from a mill to a mill seven?
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. That's odd. In Forsyth, Missouri, for a commercial property,
right,
to have something, but the market said a mill and you sold off half of it, the better half.
So was it reassessed after the sale? Or?
Okay, so what happened was the first person, the man who owned it, because I talked to him before all this started, he wanted us to reassess it. And so I sent Kenny out. He reassessed the whole thing. That's where we came up with the $1,007,000. Yes, he said they'd improved things over, I guess, on the church part. So then when they went and split the property, my people just went in and prorated it. That's where the $894,000 came from. Okay, so, and we have appraised it since then, I think, but I don't know. I have to look and see.
Did you say $894,000?
Yeah, the original, it went down to $894,000 on this.
For the
if
half.
If you look at your
half, $1,007,000. Yeah.
For the part that you own now.
Well, my 2218 here says $1,641,000.
Give me a second.
So you're suggesting, where's the sheet that what you're...
I'm thinking the value of the remaining building is around the $500,000 mark. Which would be half of what I think the original appraisal was, with $1,000,000.
Wesley, can you bring up the PVAL on the actual Ulrich? Because I've got it at $894,790 for 22.
And your $894,790 is without the piece they sold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's without it. Yeah. Yeah, see, it is in there.
Okay, for some reason, I've got $1 million on my sheet here. Does everybody else have this $1,641,000?
That's what it appraised for in 23.
Okay.
According to your...
the Honeycutt system or whatever.
That wasn't an appraisal. I make a motion that we confirm the request at $500,000.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I have a question. What do you mean it's Honeycutt and not an appraisal? That's what we do.
Assessment value. It's assessed value, right?
Just because the assessor assesses it for something does not mean it's an appraisal.
It's the appraisal value. It's right in there.
Well, guys, we can have this conversation outside of this, but as far as this one goes, thank you for coming today.
Thank you, guys.
Bob, who do you want to do first?
it's due Melissa, 730 Midwest End.
Okay, which?
7165.
Page 4.
State Highway 165.
2022-25.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, this property was reassessed, I believe, last year. Is that? And the assessment went up by, I think, approximately 300% when it was assessed. We tried to appeal this last year, but claiming that we hadn't had notice, but it didn't happen. So. What we've put on our form here is that it's both classification and valuation. I believe, how many rooms are there at the Midwest?
56.
And how many are available for nightly rental? Four?
We have four.
Okay. That would make it fall clearly within residential. It's used as an extended stay at the Midwest. She's barely making it by. She's working at Walmart to make ends meet. The city has given her many problems of things that have to be repaired. It's if you know the Midwest, it's not in good shape. You go through the parking lot, the parking lot needs to be redone. There are areas of the parking lot where you tear out your oil pan. The rooms are pretty much in disrepair and what do you get for a room? They rent by the month, but pay on a weekly basis. How much do they pay?
Weekly basis is $109.
What number are we on?
2022-25.
2020. Okay, so 25. Gotcha.
And if you don't know where the Midwest Inn is, it's as you leave the strip and you headed down toward like Shoguns, and it's on the left-hand side across from Caulfield Country. It's got a pool out there, and then.
What was the purchase price?
Well,
do we have something that shows that?
I don't think so. I just have the opinion of the market value.
I really don't know the purchase price at the current time. This was a.
How long have you
been? She's been operating it. Actually, the LLC is one that is a car LLC.
Okay. So is she appealing or is car appealing?
The LLC is appealing.
The LLC.
Okay, Bob, I assume we don't have any kind of appraisal or anything like that?
There is no appraisal.
Well, was there one when it was purchased?
No.
Again?
No.
Okay.
What was the value last year on the what was it? So it was at 480. Am I seeing 484 is the correct one?
484.3.
And it jumped?
In 2020.
Okay.
And then in 21, it went to 1.1.
That's a dramatic jump.
Well, as we talked about before, the jump isn't really something we can do about, but we can obviously talk about value. Bob, do you have anything else on value or why you think it should be valued at $400,000 before I...
Well, I can tell you if we use the income capitalization approach, and obviously I don't have any appraisals because that's what we'd do at the next level if we were going to do that. Okay. She can't afford to do an income capitalization approach, and I suppose Mr. Carr could, and he would do that, but not at the BOE level. There's